If I can have your attention here in the media center, we're going to go ahead and continue on with our media availability here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're joined by today's race-winning crew chief of the number 00 Autodesk Ford, and that's Jeff Mendering. We also have a proud papa on the far end, and also with Stuart Haas Racing, Joe Custer. So we're going to go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We'll start with Wolfgang. Then we'll go to Bob.
First of all, congratulations for both of you. I have a question to the crew chief. Also, the cars are different, Cup car and Xfinity cars. Did you get, from the engineering point of view, some help from your colleagues from the Cup camp, if necessary?
We use as much information as we can from them. Obviously, the cars are drastically different. The rule packages are quite a bit different. But there's things we could definitely use. I mean, there's some tire information and stuff like that. But we use as much as we can.
Go to Bob and then to Dustin.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Jeff, are you planning to turn around this car for Homestead, or do you have a different one for Homestead?
We're going to turn it around now, but it's going to be our backup car. So we'll have a very good backup car in the trailer. But we've got a car that we've designated for Homestead that we're really happy with. Did it. It actually ran out at Vegas.
Come up front here to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. For Joe or Jeff, or both, you can answer this. Obviously, we've seen speed and seen a lot of success out of Cole, but it was always the question about getting that next win. So what did he do today to get that win that maybe hadn't done in the past, or what kind of came together to get that win in that sense that everybody's kind of been, you've seen the speed, now you got to finish it off?
He just drove his butt off on that last restart, honestly. He did good all day long. He stayed aggressive. I mean, we were in a little bit of a point situation. We were down a little bit, and we knew that we had to be aggressive. He knew he had to be aggressive. Or probably in the past, that we've always been on the conservative side and tried to points race our way in, and we didn't really have that luxury this time. So he stepped it up and did a great job and stayed aggressive, and I think that's what we can do the rest of the year now. Looking forward to Phoenix now for sure.
I think it's been a question all year, getting wins. That's what our owners want. That's what our sponsor, that's what Jabo and Cole. And so we were, I think, as a group, not completely satisfied with the year. Although, when you look at it, several second place races put ourselves in a position to win races. It just didn't happen. And that's what this series is all about for Stuart Haas Racing, is going to that next level and finding the little things. And I think having the pressure on from a couple weeks ago just brought everybody's A game. And you saw it in the garage. You'll see it next week. I think it was a pretty good show.
Additional questions for these gentlemen? Go to Jim Utter here in the middle.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. For Jeff, I was going to ask Cole this when he came in, but he sounded pretty excited out on the track about having a chance to win at Homestead. For you, do you believe that chance is more because of how well you guys performed there a year ago, or because of how much you guys have improved your performance the last half of this season?
Yeah, definitely all of the above on that one. We went to Homestead last year. We had a rookie test we could use, and Homestead was one of the tracks that we used. We learned a lot at that test. With the different body change this year, there's been some things, and there's been a little bit of a learning curve with that, but we've really figured out, our engineers have done a great job. We figured out what changes we need to make to the cars to get to achieve the same balance with this new body. And I got a lot of confidence going into Homestead. I mean, I feel like we've gotten our cars all the way back to where they were last year, which is tough because you don't have the advantage of a body that you can build and get it to the shape that you wanted. It's basically got a body and put it on there, and you have to work around it. And I feel like we've done a really good job of working around that and getting back to where we were.
We are now joined by the man of the hour, the race-winning driver, Cole Custer, driver of the number 00 Autodesk Ford. We'll continue on with questions with Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, catchments.com. Cole, just wondering on that last restart when Reddick got away, what were you thinking? Did you know that you had enough time to get back to him?
No. I thought it was going to be tough. I knew I had to get it done or get it, make it happen in turns one and two, because it was just hard to pass in three and four all day. So I drove it into one and turn one. I mean, probably five car lengths deeper than I have all day, and it worked out somehow. And I was able to get him loose on his bumper and get to his inside. And then I think we were just side drafting down the back stretch, and we just kind of got together. But it worked out in our favor, I guess.
We'll head upstairs to the press box.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Congratulations, gentlemen. Jabbo, you could almost see Cole taking it up to another level with the second stage. He just kind of went balls out, and then, you know, what he did at the end, because Cole, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it almost looked like Sadler got into you a little bit going into one and two on the restart. But can you just, you know, speak to how he's evolved and matured over the 2 years that you've had to work with him? Thank you.
He's done a great job. You can see him getting better and better every week for sure. And, I mean, I think we're to a point now. Last year, I mean, we were obviously really good at Homestead, but I didn't feel like going into Homestead that our team and us working together and everything were honestly championship caliber team. But I feel like we're getting to that point now for sure. And it's the whole team's growing along with Cole, and Cole's doing a great job. He's very solid now, and we had our backs up against the wall a little bit coming into this race points-wise, and he did an awesome job of just stepping it up, and that's what we had to do, and he knew that's what he had to do, and I'm sure we've got a lot more confidence now for the end of the season, so really, really looking forward to that for sure.
Additional questions for our race-winning team? We'll go to Jim and then to Dustin.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. For Cole, I asked Jeff this question. You were pretty adamant on the track after the race that you think you have a chance to win at Homestead. Obviously, you won the race there last year. Is that what gives you your confidence, or do you feel it's just as much as how much you guys have gotten stronger and improved over the second half of this season?
I think we definitely have some confidence going in there. But also, I mean, I think it's just a point of, you know, you got to execute well, and we have a good baseline to go off of from last year, a really good baseline. So things are going to change this year. I think they have a different tire, and we have different body rules, and, you know, who knows if the track's going to be the same. So we got to still stay in our game to make sure it's good. But I think, you know, we have the best baseline out there, and we're going to do our jobs to make sure it's right. And I'm going to make sure I can do my job to make sure I'm driving the car right.
Go to Dustin and then to Wolfgang.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I got a couple questions. One for Cole. Obviously, in a lot of ways, been a really good season with the speed and success, but, you know, certainly wanting to get those wins. So, in one sense, how did you get this win today? What happened today to where today was the day you got the win where it hadn't happened for one reason or another, some other places where you have the speed and some different things like that? Did you see anything out of yourself in that sense that was different?
It's such a combination of things, honestly. I mean, I think that's one of the things that gets really frustrating is that, you know, we had this fairly long winless streak, and you just start to question everything that you're doing and if you're doing it right or if you should change something. But it's really I think there's some of the things that I probably could have done different in the past maybe to win a couple more races. But it's just I think today just kind of worked out, and I was put into the situation to, you know, make something happen, and it worked out. So I think – you still got to make sure that you're, when you're in those situations, that you do everything right. But, you know, you got to put yourself in those situations in the first place.
And for Jeff, obviously anything can happen next week. But as of right now, the two winningest teams or drivers this season are outside the cutoff line. You know, is that just a case of that's just the playoffs, or you know, how do you look at that and how careful are you going to be around those guys next week if they're here with what they've got at stake?
I mean, I don't know. I'm going – my thought of going into Phoenix is same thing we look at every week. We're just going to win. I mean, that's what we want to do. That's what we work for. But, I mean, obviously it's – the playoffs are tough. I mean, there's – anything can happen. And I mean, it happened to us last week, and there's no telling what could happen at Phoenix. But I'm definitely glad that we're in a situation that – it doesn't matter to us to go to Homestead, but we're on keel to win that race.
Wolfgang?
Question for Cole. First of all, congratulations for the win. at the start, immediately after the start of the race, we saw there was very heavy wind. Was this an issue during the race or at the beginning of the race?
It seems like from yesterday, I mean, there wasn't much wind, and today there was a lot. It might affect us a little bit, like in 3 and 4, maybe a little bit looser on the entry and a little bit tighter on the exit, but it wasn't groundbreaking, I wouldn't say.
Any additional questions for our race-winning team? Gentlemen, congratulations on the win. Good luck next week at ISM Raceway, and good luck at Homestead.
Do you have a question, Chris?
Chris Knight,
catchfence.com. Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Come on down.
Cole, I just wanted to know, you know, like, sorry.
Take a microphone.
Sorry. Last year at Homestead, you won, I mean, annihilated the field, but it was, your win was kind of overshadowed by the championship and everything that went on there, so his story was kind of like second fiddle. So I want to know for you, though, with everything that was going on and you basically needed to win in order to assure yourself a chance at Homestead, which win was bigger? Was it getting your first career win, or was this win bigger knowing what's at stake for the end of this season?
Honestly, I think your first win's always special, but I think this one feels a lot better just because it was so close. I don't know if I've ran a race like that before where I was running second and then had to, you know, pass somebody in the last lap, but it was it feels good. I mean, I think those guys gave me a great car at Homestead, so I think they were probably I was more up to them. I feel like I think they earned that win more than I did at Homestead, and I feel like it makes me feel like I kind of did my job today.
Good job. Well, congratulations, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.